Hey there, it is Bridget. In the last episode, we talked about why you don't feel like yourself anymore and how your body has been running in overdrive for a really long time. And in this episode, I want to talk about who has been running the show inside of you. That is the strong one. And you probably don't use that language for yourself, but you know the role. You're the one who notices what needs to be done before anybody else. You're the one who keeps the house, the kids, the calendar, the emotions, the laundry, the doctor's appointments, all moving along. And you're the one described as capable, organized, strong, put together. And again, they're not wrong when people say this about you. And that part of you has done so much good. That part of you has gotten you through the hard seasons. That part of you has held things together when that would have fallen apart without her, right? And so there is a problem with this, though. When the strong one never gets to come like off duty, like she's always on, she stops being a gift and she starts feeling kind of like a cage. And so that strength is truly a gift, but sometimes it really does feel like that cage where it's like, you just cannot, like if you drop anything, then it's like everything else falls apart. And like, that's usually when women find me. Well, they'll say things like, I don't know how to not be the one who handles everything. If I stop, like everything will fall apart. Nobody knows how to do what I do. I don't even know what I need anymore. I just know that I'm like done feeling like this. And if you're nodding along, I really want you to hear that like truly there is nothing wrong with you, right? You just learned very early on that being strong, being low maintenance, and being in control was how you stayed safe and felt loved, okay? And that identity got wired into your nervous system, into your body, and it's not just a mindset. It's how your whole body learned to be in the world. And that's why it feels so hard to change it, because you can't just decide like, okay, I'll stop being strong now, right? And then suddenly like reactions, schedule, boundaries, relationships kind of line up with that. It doesn't work like that. There's this gap between who you are on the inside and the version of you that keeps running the show on the outside. And that gap is where frustration lives, okay? And so I want to give you something really simple to try today, like literally try it today, that can start to loosen the strong one grip like just a little bit, okay? We don't want to loosen it too quickly because that will feel super unsafe and your body will be, and your mind will be like, nope, 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 nope. So again, this is just, we're going to do this at a little bit of at a time. So pick one area of your life where you always default to like, I'll handle it. I got it. Just some examples of this could be bedtime, your bedtime routine, managing family logistics, like who goes where and what time, the emotional cleanup whenever somebody has had big feelings. Maybe it's the physical cleanup after dinner, right? Like think of something like that. Okay, you got it? Now, the next time that moment comes up, I do not want you to change your whole life. Like that's obviously not realistic. All I want you to do is pause for 5 seconds and ask yourself one question. And that question is, if I wasn't the strong one right now, what would I want? Okay. And you don't have to act on it yet. You don't even have to make an announcement to your family. Just notice the answer. And so maybe you would want help. Maybe you would want somebody else to decide what's for dinner. Maybe you'd want to go outside for 2 minutes instead of like just powering through everything. And that tiny question that if I wasn't the strong one, what would I want? That starts to separate you, who you are, who God made you to be, from the role that you have been playing. And it creates a little space between this is what I always do and this is what I actually want. And that space, that gap, what we talked about, is where that change starts whenever you're really intentional about this. Now, can you do all of this on your own? Yes, of course. You're the strong one, right? You can do everything on your own. Can you completely rewire a lifetime of being the strong one just by asking yourself that question? Probably not. And it's not because you're incapable. Again, you're clearly very capable, but because this identity is woven into everything. Your relationships, your history, your nervous system. What else haven't I said? Your idea of being like what a good mom and a good woman is, okay? So it's literally like trying to rewrite a book while you're still living inside of a chapter of the book. Okay. And so that support or getting support for this doesn't mean that you are weak or not worthy. It really just shortens that distance between where you are and the woman that God actually had in mind when he gave you this life. And so left on your own, you will keep defaulting to the same patterns. And again, it's not because you're weak. It's literally just neuroscience, because those patterns feel familiar and right, even as they burn you out. So in the next episode, we're going to talk about what God might actually be trying to show you through all of this, and not in like the just trust me more and surrender more, but in really a clear, grounded way that actually makes sense for you right now. Okay. And so if you're listening to this and you're like, I'm tired of being the strong one, then that's a very good sign that something new is ready for you. So I'll see you in the next episode.